Dub Nation, you're listening to the Warriors Post Up with the voice of the Warriors, Tim Roy.
Guarding Siakam now. Siakam drives on him, lost the ball, deflected away, got it back, stripped by Curry, inside, right to Turner, who laid it in. Well, we're topside here at Chase Center. Crowd filing out after a disappointing game to the Indiana Pacers. Pacers coming in on a back-to-back, and the Warriors had opportunities to win this game, but yet again, losing another tight clutch game. They go to 8-10, and one of the things we said at the beginning of the season is that winnable games are going to be huge in the Western Conference, and this was a winnable game tonight. And I thought, you know, Indiana, I think, give them a lot of credit. They've been playing really good ball for a while now. And so I think you have to give them a certain amount of credit. But I really thought the Warriors had a chance to take this one, Tom. They kind of let slip out of their grasp.
Yeah, I mean, they just are what they are. They're, you know, capable of beating good teams, capable of losing to anybody. The, you know, when Steph has a poor shooting night, as he did tonight, 2-for-13, 2-for-9, you got to hope other people pick it up. And Kuminga, I thought, had a really nice game. Wiggins came on strong in the second half. And they were really, I mean, this is a high-flying team. They're pretty scrappy defensively. Like, they got after them in the second half. They held the Pacers to 49 points in the second half. They just, and that's kind of been the problem for the Warriors this year. They haven't been able to get their offense going. And the defense hasn't been as good as it was early on, but the offense just hasn't been. I mean, the offense was non-existent. Non-existent would be kind to say the offense was that in Memphis. And then Minnesota, they won, but it wasn't like they were great offensively. So it just, the flow is not quite there yet.
Yeah, and I think, you know, part of it is that they just can't seem to create a lot of easy shots. And Tom, you look right at the stat sheet tonight. Warriors forced, you know, 12 turnovers and got 0 points off turnovers.
Nada.
You can't, and that's how you get easy buckets. You get a live ball turnover, get the ball down the floor and score, and they just haven't had enough of those, you know, to take the pressure off. It seems like every possession they're struggling to get a good look at the bucket.
Yeah, it's crazy, isn't it? They actually ended up forcing more turnovers. The Pacers had 2 more turnovers than the Warriors did, and the Warriors and the Pacers had 13 more points off turnovers, 13 to zip. So that's rough. They didn't shoot the ball well from three, but then again, neither did the Pacers. And again, the Pacers were not great offensively. The Warriors got to find, it's going to take Schroeder, as I said, hopefully by the end of the homestand, but it's going to take him a while to kind of figure things out. They're going through that in Sacramento with DeRozan. You know, just because you put a really good player on a team doesn't mean it's going to be seamless. It takes a while for things to get going, if they get going. So he's been kind of struggling offensively. Well, not kind of. He's just been struggling offensively. So they're going to have to figure it out, because as good as, I mean, they can play hard defensively, but this team can't consistently win defensively. They're not built like that. I know Steve wanted to be a top five defensive team, and they're kind of sliding back down into the, you know, lower reaches of the top 10, where they were top five early on. Those have been, the numbers have been going south a little bit. So they just got to find a way to make shots. I mean, they need to get easier shots. I think Wiggins and Kuminga attacking the rim is a great, great start. Curry's not going 2-for-13, 2-for-9 very often.
But part of it is too, Tom, and you know, this, I saw this on the road as well. Teams are starting to face guard Curry, because they know there's not really a great number two option right now who can make plays to either set somebody else up or themselves. And maybe that's where Schroeder will pay some big dividends. But so far, you know, and again, like you said, it takes an adjustment period for any player coming to a new team. I'm not saying Schroeder has anything to do with tonight's loss. But to me, they've got to find some other people who can make a play for somebody.
Well, a lot of it is, you know, Steph, if they're just going to top block him, which means basically you're inverting what you usually would do. You usually stay between the bucket and the man you're guarding. When you're top blocking somebody, you're staying between half court and the man you're guarding. You're just gonna like not going to let him get on top of you. But back doors got to start coming into play there. And early on, look, they were doing the same thing with Steph, but TJD was getting open. You know, it's other guys got to be able to find a way to get open if they're just going to take away your number one option. I also thought Steph may have been a little passive early in the game, and he didn't get up a shot forever. And it's hard sometimes to get into rhythm when you haven't taken any shots. So I don't know how many shots he took in the first. I could look. It was like 4, maybe 0 for 4, something like that.
Yeah, he started the game 0 for 4.
Yeah, so and that's a whole half of basketball. That's usually the first stint he plays. He might have 4 shots, and he only got them in the first half. So, you know, you need to find a way to get him going, activate him a little bit. But you got to find your way through this. Because even though they're at home, what is it now, 7 of the next 8? Not easy opponents.
Right.
I mean, there's some tough teams coming in here. And the one, of course, the one road game they play is a team that gives them problems, the Clippers. Another athletic team that's very long. And so.
Yeah, Neil, it's funny. Tonight, looking at the shooting totals on the cleantheglass.com, the short mid-range, which is, you know, around the basket.
Yep.
Indiana was 22 of 39. Golden State, 6 of 17.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go. RC, grab those rabbit ears, would you? Can you adjust the rabbit ears, RC?
That would be the Roy laptop.
No, it's not the Roy laptop.
Well, it's potted up, and now it's potted down.
Everybody's like,
we'll fix it.
Hey, that was you.
We're on it.
Well, I know it with my laptop.
No.
I've never seen your laptop.
Because you've never... Well, you couldn't see my laptop. The only laptop I owned, I had to give back.
Wow.
Oh, that's great.
Wow. Yeah. Well, what are you going to do?
See, if I had said it, might have been too soon, but you saying it's okay, you know? Oh, man.
Oh, man.
Merry Christmas.
So, yeah, look, Lakers are coming to town.
Yep.
What are they doing right now? Down 6? I tell you what, the Pistons aren't bad this year.
No, they're playing hard.
They are. Cunningham's coming around. I think he's going to be a star at some point. And so you're going to have them coming to town. And then you get the Clippers and the Suns and the Cavaliers, who was the other game on the road where they just got wiped out. So, you got to figure it out because you don't have any other choice but to figure it out. And for those that are waiting for somebody to come in and kind of be a savior for this team, I wouldn't hold my breath on that. I think they would like to make moves. They're always in the flow, as they say. If a name's out there, the Warriors are probably checking in on them. But you got to have options too. I mean, everybody's talking about these big name players and make all this money. Well, then you're going to decimate half your team. Getting those guys, is that really the answer? I mean, take away probably one of the strengths of this team is the depth, even though they've gone away from playing everybody, which I thought they'd eventually have to do. But it just, there's no, it just, again, I've said it over and 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 over. It's hard to keep it going. And the fact they kept it going as long as they did is amazing. But your options just start getting limited. You know, when guys start to get a little bit older, you don't have as many options as you once did. So, like, to me, this is the group that's here. They're the ones that are going to have to figure it out and try to fight and scratch. And, again, try to figure out, like, what type of team are we? Are we going to try to win games in the low hundreds like tonight and just be really kind of gritty defensively and get after teams? Do you want to push the pace a little bit more and try to get up shots before the defense has a chance to set up? I'm not really sure, but hopefully they find out soon.
Well, we'll see you here on Christmas afternoon.
That you will. I'm looking forward to it. That's a good time, like 5 o'clock game. It's about a good time to get out of the house. You're like, done. Watch a couple football games, a couple basketball games early in the morning, and then I'll be like, okay, That's it. We've done. We're doing something interesting for Christmas, by the way.
What?
Yeah, we are doing the we're not going traditional turkey. Everybody's picking something they want to cook with that has international flair to it.
Oh, okay.
So somebody's going to bring Afghan mac and cheese.
Really?
Somebody's doing beef stroganoff.
Wow.
My son's doing paella.
Okay.
And then, so I got kind of, I was like, I was going to do Mexican mac and cheese, but then we already had the Afghan mac. I was like, well, I go, what am I going to do? I go, it's hard to find a side, like an international side.
Yeah.
And so I go, how about brown sugar carrots? And everybody's like,
ooh.
Where are those from? I go, I don't know. They probably eat them over in France, don't they?
You get to say they're from Alabama. You know, there you go.
You just throw some brown sugar on those carrots, and we're good to go. So, no, I'm looking forward to it. It's my favorite time of the year. I get to go home tonight and a little fire, Christmas tree, all the other lights off, and watch the rest of Squid Games because I haven't seen it yet.
Okay.
So,
I thought maybe you were going to watch.
Do you know what happens?
No, tell me, RC.
I thought you were going to watch reruns of the Hawaii Bowls from the past.
No. The bowl, although I did watch a little bit of the Fresno Northern Illinois game. I know that's not surprising to you. Tomorrow we got San Jose State, Spartans, Tim.
The Spartans, baby.
The Spartans tomorrow. So,
the Hawaii Bowl. It's the only game on tomorrow.
Well, I cook up some chili tomorrow.
Oh, there you go.
We're going to go we're gonna go some chili. You like chili, RC?
Love me some chili.
Hot?
Yeah.
You like it hot?
Yeah, okay. We went to the Loon Cafe in Minnesota. They have six different kinds
Loon?
Of chili. Loon?
Loon. I don't know that I've ever been there.
It's right near the Target Center.
Really?
Yeah, it's been there forever.
Oh, dang.
Yeah. But
I went to the Target Center this summer. I should have checked it out.
Why were you at the Target Center this summer?
I didn't tell you this?
No.
So we went to, we did our road trip I do with two of my buddies. And we started off in Ann Arbor.
Okay.
Went to Texas, Michigan.
Okay.
And then we drove from Detroit to Minnesota, hung out with Jim, played golf with Jim Peterson, the color analyst of the Timberwolves.
Former Warrior,
one of my best friends. And we played golf a little bit and went to the Niners, Vikings, and also went to the Twins, Angels.
Oh, wow.
The Angels were in town. And then we drove 4 hours back toward Detroit to Madison and saw Alabama, Wisconsin. While we were there, we went to that game, too. So we got two college games, NFL game, and a MLB game.
Nice.
While we were there. Yeah, it's pretty. Target Field's pretty nice, too.
It is. Yeah, it's nice. I can see it from my hotel room. But
so I'll give you a real quick. I know we got to run, but a quick story. So we're at Target Field, right? And it's me, my buddy Steve, and Craig. And Craig and I are watching the game, and Angels are getting crushed. And Steve and I are big Angel fans. So I figured he'd sit and watch the game with us the whole time. He's gone. He's just like, he's been gone for 20 minutes. All of a sudden, we look way out. There's nobody out there. He's sitting like in the euchre seats in the bleachers way out there. And there's like 20 kids around him. And he's sitting in front of the kids. So I was like, is that Steve out there? It looks like his shirt. And he's like, that is Steve out there. So anyway, he comes back. We're like, what are you doing? He goes, I just wanted to go get a view out there and see what it was like. And then all these kids came up. And I bought him each a hot dog. There's Dollar Hot Dog Night.
Oh, wow.
Okay. So I bought him each a hot dog, and we watched the game and everything. They were like a high school team that came out. And he goes, and then on the way back, I stopped and played some cornhole. He played cornhole at the baseball game. I go, are you kidding me? You stopped and played cornhole. He goes, yeah, I love cornhole. At Target Field cornhole.
Now you know what to get him. Get him an angel cornhole thing.
Angel beanbag for the cornhole.
Go.
Yeah. He loves cornhole. But it was fun. Yeah, we do it every year. And we're going to do it again next year. So it's fun. Go to see different venues. Catch a college game. Always try to catch a baseball game. We want to do Fenway. I've never been to Fenway.
Oh, wow. Oh, you need
I know.
To go. You have to go.
But college football is kind of limited around that part of the, I guess, BC, maybe?
BC, or you know what you could do, which is what my son and I are going to do at some point. Go see a game at Army.
Ooh.
West Point.
How close is that?
It's about a four-hour drive.
Oh, okay.
You know, it's four, maybe five. You know,
that'd be pretty cool.
Well, maybe a little longer, but yeah.
Okay. That'd be pretty cool. Yeah.
And just to watch the Corps march in. You know, yeah. So that would be pretty cool.
But it's fun. So we decided we're going to start doing that once a year. We do our – it's like a week-long sports trip, and we try to jam in as many activities as possible. So.
Well, have a great Christmas
you
with
too.
The grandkids.
Absolutely.
And we will talk to you on Wednesday, which is Christmas.
Thank you very much. And, by the way, I should add your balls, peanut butter balls, splendid per usual. So thank you very
I
much.
Appreciate
Those
that.
Things are outstanding. They rival my mom's.
That's a the best compliment balls. I could get.
Absolutely.
Those they were a are. Parade on my palate.
Used alliteration.
RC did that. That means I got to go.
Yes, got to go. It's time to go. It's time.